Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer James Platy. In what might be a sign of a real economic turnaround in Michigan, the state's biggest furniture retailer says it's planning a major expansion into 20 new markets across the state. To tell me more about why Art Van is making this move now, I'm joined by Diane Charles, the Director of Communications for Art Van. Diane, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thanks, Mike.
So many would guess that the housing market collapse and the ongoing foreclosure crisis would have had a direct impact on furniture sales. What kind of a sales climate did Art Van see during the downturn, and how is that changing now?
Well, it was really interesting because in 2009, we celebrated our 50th anniversary. And I would say for the previous 5 years before that, maybe sales weren't that great. And during that time, we got a new CEO. His name is Kim Yost. And he kind of said, you know what, we're going to say no to the recession. And instead of going out of business, we went out for business. So from stockroom to boardroom, we all adopted this attitude that attitude determined altitude, and we decided we were just going to go for it. And it was an amazing shift in our culture. And our sales, I'm proud to say, went up double digits from 2009, 2010, 2011.
I guess it comes down to customers, though, and was there a period then where there was a real drop-off in customers, and is it clearly coming back now?
You know what? We didn't really see the huge drop-off in 2009 and 10 that maybe you might have expected, because we are one of the largest advertisers in the state, and so there was always a need for mattresses. There's always a need for people who are moving to get new furniture. Maybe they were buying the clearance center furniture, but they were still buying.
When it comes to this newly announced expansion into 20 markets, is this one of the biggest expansions Art Van has pursued?
Well, you know, since 2009, we've opened four brand new Art Van stores. One at Great Lakes Crossing, Onaway, Petoskey. We've also added five new, what we want to call specialty sleep stores called Art Van Pure Sleeps. We have five currently, so we've been on a growth track, but we have decided that we are going to kind of sweep the state, if you will, and really make sure that we've covered the state, and then we're going to expand out of the state as well.
Now, these 20 markets within the state, they're not the bigger markets, right? How are you going to go about getting involved in them?
Okay, well, if you say Detroit is an A market and we want to call Kalamazoo a C market, these are going to be a D market. So there'll be Mount Pleasant, Alpena, the UP, the smaller markets where we might not have stores right now. We see them as being around $3 to $5 million for projected sales. And so right now, we'll probably go into those markets, like in Alpena, and talk to existing furniture stores and see if they're interested in converting to become an Art Van store.
I'm talking to Diane Charles, the Director of Communications at Art Van. When we talk about the furniture that's selling especially well, does the fact that you're opening these sleep centers, does that indicate that beds are the hot seller?
Well, here's a little fact. One out of two people are sleeping in an Art Van bed right now in the state of Michigan. We sell one out of two people. So, yes, it's huge. At any given time, 2% of the people are looking for a mattress. So it is a huge stake in the ground portion of our business.
And how does Art Van compete against, let's say, Walmart or Costco or IKEA? Is it are the sales about the same in Michigan?
Well, you know, I would describe that person as a value-based consumer, and that's where our clearance center would speak to that consumer. I do think that price is a huge part of it, but they also see that Art Van is a Michigan-based company, and because we do a lot of good in the state, people like to support us as well.
When it comes to any products being sold in the U.S., you know, so many of them come from China. So I do have to ask, where is most of the furniture that is sold by Art Van constructed?
Well, let's take mattresses, for example. All mattresses are made in America, but we have a factory that Art Van owns in Roseville called King Coil. So we're producing mattresses in Michigan. Art Van also has a factory in North Carolina that produces our thread and feather line. We also buy from Lazy Boy and other furniture lines that are made in America. Where you'll find the Chinese product is usually the case goods, meaning bookshelves, entertainment units, dining room sets.
You're mentioning that Art Van's looking out of state, too. Is this the first time that Art Van will be opening stores outside of Michigan?
As far as Art Van goes, yes. You know, in July, we acquired Mattress World, and there are 6 stores in Indianapolis. As we continue to grow, we're going to franchise Art Van Furniture in Michigan. Then we'll look to franchise Art Van Furniture or expand Art Van Furniture in the Midwest. And then we plan to take Pure Sleep nationally.
I guess one of the major advantages in selling furniture is, unlike so many other industries that have been impacted by internet sales and people buying from retailers out of state, when you're buying furniture, you really need to buy from a location that's fairly close to you to save on shipping costs.
Well, and I think a lot of people like to actually take the furniture for a test drive, so to speak.
That helps, yep. I'm sure a lot of people spend a lot of time hopefully not falling asleep on those mattresses in your stores.
Well, that's okay if they do.
Diane Charles, she is the Director of Communications for Art Van, which is expanding in all kinds of ways. We'll be moving into 20 new markets, small markets here across the state of Michigan. Diane, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
And if I could just put in a plug, we are going to have a hiring fair in April, on Tuesday, April 17th, where we're really trying to target our Michigan veterans who are returning from the Middle East. As you may know, Michigan has one of the highest populations of veterans, and Art Van would be proud to hire some of our returning soldiers.
What is the size of Art Van in terms of employees, and how much growth has the company seen and is projecting to see?
Well, you know, through its heyday, we've had anywhere from 2,100 to 3,000 employees, and we're at about 2,700 employees right now.
I see. And well, with these new franchise opportunities, I'm guessing there will be more jobs available also.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Diane Charles, again, Director of Communications at Art Van. Diane, thanks again for joining us this evening.
Thank you, and have a great evening.
And we're coming right back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.